Seekers Bible Study Course, Lesson 8, New Life in Christ. A Christian is one who has died to sin, repentance, been buried with Jesus in baptism, and raised to walk in newness of life, Romans chapter 6, verse 4. He has been born again, John chapter 3, verse 5. Since we have died to sin, we must reckon ourselves to be dead indeed unto sin, but alive to God in Christ Jesus our Lord. Romans chapter 6, verse 11. Will sin no longer be a problem? Therefore, do not let sin reign in your mortal body, that you should obey it in its lust. And do not present your members as instruments of unrighteousness to sin, but present yourselves to God as being alive from the dead, and your members as instruments of righteousness to God. Romans chapter 6, verses 12 and 13. We have been crucified with Christ. Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. We have put to death the old man of sin. Our new life must be different from our old one. There are many changes that we must make. We are to be holy because God is holy. 1 Peter chapter 1, verses 14 through 16. God has not called us to uncleanness, but to holiness. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 7. Because of our repentance, God washed away our sins when we were baptized. Acts chapter 22, verse 16. We were added to the body of Christ, the church. Acts chapter 2, verse 47. God has promised, based on our faith and obedience, to forgive us of our sins. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. And to give us eternal life. Hebrews chapter 5, verse 9. We have faith in His promise. Colossians chapter 2, verse 12. Therefore, having these promises, beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 1. Paul compares the Christian life to one who is changing clothes. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 17. Imagine the worker who has spent all day laboring in the fields. His hands are full of dirt, and his body is covered with sweat. Sin makes us spiritually filthy. He comes home and removes the dirty clothes. Then he washes away the sweat and grime with soap and water and puts on clean clothes. When we repent of our sins and are baptized, we remove the old clothes and are washed in the blood of Christ. Would we want again to put on those old garments that are still dirty and sweaty? Of course not. We want to wear the fresh, clean clothes of righteousness. We want to be the holy people God has made us. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9. Following are verses in which Paul makes this comparison. If then you are raised with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ is, sitting at the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Colossians chapter 3, verses 1 through 3. Even our thinking must be changed. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. We must become more concerned about heavenly spiritual matters than the things of an earthly nature. We must put to death those ideas that would lead us back into sin. Fornication, uncleanness, passion, evil desire, and covetousness, which is idolatry. Colossians chapter 3, verse 5. Paul next talks about those things which, like dirty clothes, we must remove. But now, you must also put off all these: anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy language out of your mouth. Do not lie to one another, since you have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him. Colossians chapter 3, verses 8 through 10. The list of things in verse 5 concerns problems of a sexual nature. Those listed in verses 8 through 10 concern attitude and speech. When we become Christians, we make changes in our lives. The way that we think changes. Life is viewed in light of eternity, not just in terms of daily living. Those things that are most important now relate to Jesus and His church. We know that Jesus is coming back for His people, alive or dead, to take them to heaven. Jesus is our life. Colossians chapter 3, verse 4. Until the time He returns, 2 Thessalonians chapter 1, verses 7 through 9, we must devote ourselves to Him. Our attitudes must be different from the sinful ones we once had. We must control anger rather than expressing it for all to see. We must watch what we say. A filthy mouth should not be found in a cleansed soul. Our tongues should not be used for corrupt speech or to deceive people. Certainly, people devoted to truth cannot tell lies. But Christianity is more than just putting off the old thoughts, attitudes, and actions. We must put on the new clothes that God wants us to wear. Therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, put on tender mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, bearing with one another. If anyone has a complaint against another, even as Christ forgave you, so you must also do. But above all these things, put on love, which is the bond of perfection, and let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to which also you are called in one body, and be thankful. Colossians chapter 3, verses 12 through 15. Changing oneself is not easy. Pride must be changed into humbleness of mind, anger must be changed into kindness, long-suffering, bearing with one another, and forgiveness. Selfishness must be changed into love. Becoming a Christian means becoming a new person, not only in relationship to God, but to other people also. We are to conform ourselves to the image of Christ. Romans chapter 8, verse 29. Even if we must suffer for righteousness' sake, we are to follow His example. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 21 through 24. The new life also brings a freshness to all earthly relationships. It means we would be better husbands and wives. Colossians chapter 3, verses 18 through 21. Ephesians chapter 5, verses 22 and 23. We will be better servants, workers, and masters. Colossians chapter 3, verse 22. Chapter 4, verse 1. We will be better citizens. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 13 through 17. How glorious it is to be a Christian, a new person with better earthly relationships. The greatest blessing of all is to be one of God's children, walking in the light, rather than one of Satan's, walking in darkness. Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 17. Obligations. If you have been baptized into Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, you have many blessings and also many obligations or duties. The first one is to put God first in your life. Luke chapter 14, verses 26 through 33. Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 through 39. The second one is to work out your own salvation with fear and trembling. Philippians chapter 2, verse 12. Then you must love your neighbor as yourself. Matthew chapter 22, verse 39. You have obligations to your brethren in the church, as well as to those who are not Christians. All brethren are to love one another as Christ loved us. John chapter 13, verses 34 and 35. 1 John chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. There are a number of passages that speak of ways to help each other, such as of teaching, admonishing, encouraging, and serving one another. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 19, Hebrews chapter 3, verse 13, Galatians chapter 5, verse 13, and many others. What about those who are not Christians? How should we treat them? Walk in wisdom toward those who are outside, redeeming the time. Let your speech always be with grace, seasoned with salt, that you may know how you ought to answer each one. Colossians chapter 4, verses 5 and 6. Paul said that he was debtor to all men. He owed them the gospel. Romans chapter 1, verse 14. So do you, if you are a Christian. Most of all, in dealing with those who are not believers in Christ, we must remember that we are in the world as individual representatives of our Lord. We must live in such a way that others see a true picture of Him. If you have not yet obeyed the gospel, please consider carefully that your sins have earned you eternal damnation. But God wants you to have eternal life. Romans chapter 6, verse 23. Contact someone in the churches of Christ and ask him to baptize you for the forgiveness of your sins. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. You will then be a part of the church you can read about in the Bible, a part of the church for which Christ died. As you grow in the faith and walk the Christian walk, God will richly bless you. The lifestyle of the Christian. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, If there's any virtue, and if there's anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. Philippians chapter 4, verses 4 through 9. Lesson 8, questions. Fill in the blanks with the proper answer. Number 1. Even though a person becomes a Christian, there is still a problem of to overcome. We must remember that we are to sin and to God. Number 2. Being a Christian means taking off one's clothes and putting on one's. Number 3. The Christian should set his affection on things, not on things on the. Number 4. When we become Christians, we make in our lives. Number 5. A. Mouth should not be in a soul. Number 6. Must be changed into kindness and must be changed into love. Number 7. We are to ourselves into the image of Christ. Number 8. We are instructed to out of our own salvation with and trembling. Number 9. God must be put in our lives and we must our neighbors as ourselves. Mark the following statements true or false. Number 1. We must be holy because God is holy and has called us to holiness. Number 2. God has promised eternal life to those who are faithful and obey Him. Number 3. Fornication and other sexually related sins must be put away. Number 4. It is all right for Christians to become angry and lie once in a while. Number 5. A Christian changes the way he thinks, his attitudes, the way he speaks, and the way he behaves. Number 6. Jesus will return someday to take his people to heaven. Number 7. Being Christians will make us better husbands, wives, workers, and citizens. Number 8. Christians have no obligations to those who are not Christians.